Good afternoon, everyone, and a very happy Christmas to each and every one of you. We expect that the viewing figures today for our devotional are going to be way, way down, because I know that you'll all be more interested in the Queen's speech than listening to me. But I want to speak to you today about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But before we do that, happy Christmas to each and every one of you, and may God bless you at this season, keep you safe, keep His hand upon you, and bless you with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. And may 2021 be a happy year for you in your walk with the Lord. I want to read some of the greatest verses in Scripture as regards to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ into this world. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2 and verse 8. I love these words. "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger." The Bethlehem shepherds, ordinary, hard-working men, maybe outside of the religious status quo and outside of the religious establishment in Jerusalem, and they're just going about their duties in the darkness of night. Life is mundane. These are hard and difficult times in Judea and in Jerusalem, not only morally but also politically and spiritually. The nation is in real upheaval, and these shepherds are just watching over their flock even by night. It's dark, it's lonely, and they're just doing what is their duty to do. And suddenly the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid, exceedingly anxious, exceedingly afraid, filled with fear. These hard-working men, accustomed to nights out in the wilderness with all of the threats of bears and wolves to attack the flock, these men aren't easily afraid. But now something has happened that they cannot explain, and they are filled with fear. Maybe you're here today, you're listening in, and you're filled with fear. You're afraid. It may be because of COVID. It may be with the future. It might be with regards to your family. It might be with regards to your health. It might even be guilt that's causing you fear. It might be the fear of death. It might be a fear of God. It might be the fear of eternity. But you know in your heart you're a fearful and you're afraid. It might be Brexit. All that's going on in the world has caused so many people to be anxious, downcast, depressed, even suicidal. These are hard and difficult days politically, morally, but most of all spiritually. But you know, the angel said, "Fear not. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." You know, the word gospel means good tidings. The same word that is translated gospel is translated good tidings here in Luke chapter 2. And so you get the picture. Do not be afraid, because I bring you the gospel. You see, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the answer to all of our fears. And the good tidings, the good news of the gospel, is that a Savior has come. He's been born. And now we know that, as we read through Scripture, He has lived and He's died an atoning death upon the cross and shed His blood. And if we put our faith and trust in Him, He can forgive us and cleanse us and give us a new life and a new beginning. Fear not, for behold, I bring you the gospel. Good tidings, which shall be for all people. It's universal in its application. It doesn't matter who you are or where you're from. You might be listening from a local destination to Lisburn. You might be from across the other side of the world. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what your background is. The gospel is for all people. and it's for you. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. A Saviour came for all mankind, and he came for you. And the shepherds then says, well, what are we going to do? And they came with haste, and they found the child, and they kneeled down, and they met him face to face. That little child in the manger was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Lord of Glory. And they came, they made haste, and came that very hour, and sought the Saviour, and they found him. And if you seek him today, you will find him, and it'll be a wonderful day for you. A wonderful end to the year, a wonderful beginning for next year, if you seek and find the Saviour. The Bible says, ye shall seek me and shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Will you seek him today? Call upon him just now and begin with God.